97.9 FM, WCHL, and chapelboro.com present Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Listen as Sharon Hill discusses trending topics in today's business world with entrepreneurs and leaders in the community and what they're doing to provide innovation and guidance for success. Find this and all episodes at WCHL's chapelboro.com. Now, Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Thank you for tuning in today. My guest is Diana M. Needham, who is the CEO of Needham Business Consulting. Diana, thank you for coming to see us today.
Oh, Sharon, I'm so excited to be here with you.
You are a joy, my dear. Needham Business Consulting. Diana, tell us what Needham Business Consulting is all about, please.
My company is all about helping entrepreneurs and small business owners figure out how to market their business. What I've discovered is that marketing is one of the top challenges of all entrepreneurs. And in almost every survey that's done, it comes out as one of the top challenges. And people view it as something that's a concept rather than something that's concrete that they can actually get their arms around and execute.
Now, when did you open up your business, Diana?
I started my business in 2007 after I left corporate.
Did you say, yay, I'm out of corporate America, I can do what I really want to do? Or did you have to figure out what was the next step?
Well, actually, it's been quite a journey. And what happened is I had a very successful career in a bank that was purchased by JP Morgan Chase. And I loved what I did. I had a lot of different opportunities. I actually, within the company, rose from being an hourly research clerk to running the program office for the entire retail bank.
Whoa, congratulations.
So as a result of all the merger, of course, there's always job elimination. And the company environment had become more and more stressful. And what I also noticed is that the company was becoming less concerned about people and more concerned about the stock price and making sure that the integration was finished and doing more with less. And there comes a point when you honestly can't do a whole lot more with less. So as the stress level continued to rise, there was an opportunity for me to step away. And when I really thought about what did I love the most about my career in banking, it all came down to I loved working with people. And I was one of those rare managers, especially in the last, I would say, 4 years, I was one of those rare managers that really cared about her employees. So if my staff was clear about where they wanted to go next, I was always looking for how I could help them get the skills that they needed to move to where they wanted to go. So when I left Chase, I actually sat down and said, you know, what do I really love to do? And it all has to do with working with people. So I then embarked on my coach training. I completed a coaching program. I'm a certified career coach. I'm also a certified retirement coach. And I'm a business coach. And the reality is when you're working with somebody closely, you sort of navigate all three of those.
That's beautiful. And I'm sure a lot of our listeners, especially myself and all those who've left corporate America, have found the experience to be what you just said about how corporations are changing. Not a slam by any means, but the world is changing. So this was an opportunity for you now to get your certifications and open up your business. So congratulations.
Correct. Yes.
Now, who is your ideal client at this stage of your business, Diana?
Well, my ideal client is typically a woman over 45 that is struggling to figure out how to market her business. What I've discovered is that there are a lot of entrepreneurs that they started their business because they love what they do. They're very talented, they're very skilled, they just love what they do, but they really and honestly and truly do not have any idea how to let the world know about their product or their service. So as an example, a couple years ago, I started working with a very lovely lady named Karen, and she happens to be out in Pittsburgh. And Karen had invested $25,000 to get her massage training and to get her business ready to open. And she honestly had no idea how she was going to make any money from this business. So by understanding exactly what she wanted, I mean, even though she didn't know how to market, she was very clear about her vision and her dream for her business. What she wanted was to be working in her massage business a specific number of hours a week. She wanted to have time on the weekend for her family and her hobbies. She didn't want to be working 3 days a week in a job that she hated. And she wanted relief from that financial stress that she felt every single day. So I asked her, Karen, what do you need to take that big dream, that big vision that you have for your business and bring it into reality? Her answer, I need to see the path. You see, she was very clear about what it is she wanted, but honestly, she had no idea even what the first step was. So we started working together and we chose just three very simple marketing strategies because it was all about the fastest path to cash for her. And at that moment, the priority was getting people on the massage table.
Right.
So we did three things. First, we mapped out a plan, a few very simple marketing strategies. A lot of us get hung up because there's so many different ways we can market our business, but hone in on the top three. How can I get in front of my ideal client right now? We chose three. We then took action because a plan is nothing but a piece of paper
right. Unless
you actually put legs to it. So the minute she said, I'm ready to do this, we started executing those three simple marketing strategies. Now, I should back up to say that when we started, she had a website that looked pretty much like the websites of all of the other massage therapists in town. She had a Facebook page with 11 likes and a LinkedIn profile with an outdated picture.
Oh, dear.
That was it. So that was our starting point. We implemented these three very simple marketing strategies that got her more visibility online. And what happened was nothing short of phenomenal. Within a week, she had doubled both the number of massages she gave and her income.
Diana, did you say within 1 week?
Within 1 week. Now, and then within a month, she left this job at the chiropractor.
Let's hear more about that when we come back from the break, because that is phenomenal. And those are results you have measured, Diana.
Correct.
Let's take a break and hear some more about the other two tips that you did to get her started. Or was it one tip? You gave us one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Two more to go.
Yeah.
Thank you. Please stand by, Diana. You're listening to WCHL 97.9. My guest today is Diana M. Needham, who is the CEO of Needham Business Consulting. Please stand by. We'll be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Today's Business, focusing on business innovation and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
We are back. My guest today is Diana M. Needham, who is the CEO of Needham Business Consulting. Diana, before the break, you talked about step one of what you did with the client. And just before we broke, you said that by working with you, this client not only doubled the number of massages she was giving for her business, but she doubled her income. Let's pick up from there, Diana, and say how this story continues.
Okay. Well, in the first month, she left this three-day-a-week job that she hated. And what was really amazing is about 30 days after that, she had changed the number of massage clients that she worked with from just a handful to 400.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, I know that sounds crazy,
yeah.
Right? And so there's a whole story around how that actually happened. But when the dust all settled from that big influx of, 400 clients that came in, we actually looked at all of her numbers, and she had a 3,500% increase in her book of business, meaning massage clients that returned on a recurring basis. So this enabled her to not only keep her doors open, but to position herself to get more clients and more profits and for expansion, because now she's being asked to partner with other people so she can continue to expand her business.
That is amazing. You said at the beginning she also wanted to spend time with her family. Did she have to sacrifice that, Diana, getting so many customers coming through?
Well, that's a great question, Sharon. And And you might imagine here she is, one person. And what happened is, just to kind of backtrack, the year before she had contacted Living Social because she wanted to run a deal. They wouldn't even speak to her because you couldn't find her online. She had honestly had no online presence. So unless you knew the name of her website, you could not find her. So if you went in and keyed, what most of us do, we go to Google, we're looking for something, we will key the what and the where. So if you went in and keyed massage therapist Pittsburgh, she was nowhere on the map. She didn't come up anywhere in the search results. There's a lot of massage therapists in Pittsburgh, surprisingly. Really? Yeah. There are a lot of them out there. So here she is, you know, one person had called Living Social the year before. They wouldn't even talk to her. After we had implemented these simple strategies, they were calling her. So when she ran this deal, she had 400 people buy in a day and a half.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, so here she is, one little lady with 400 people that had purchased. Now, not all of them showed up. But she actually reached out to some other ladies that had gone to massage school with her and had them come in to help because the people that called first obviously wanted to be taken care of right away.
Right.
What she discovered out of that is that those other massage therapists did not share her sense of customer service, delivery. And so she very quickly took it back herself. Now, I will tell you, because I am one of her clients.
Oh.
She is phenomenal at treating her clients as they come in. She always wants to know, what's going on with you today? And she takes careful notes so that when she's doing the massage, she knows exactly where to focus. And a lot of massage therapists, it's in and out, do the massage, and you're out the door. That is not the way that she approaches things. So another key thing that I think a lot of entrepreneurs and small business owners don't quite understand is that you can have the most robust marketing strategy. You can be well-connected. You can have people referring business to you. You can have all sorts of things going. But where the rubber meets the road is when the customer steps into your place of business or when they come to your website. If they can't navigate your website, they can't find what they came for, they can't find any contact information, or they come into your office or your practice and they do not have a stellar experience, they will not be back. So one of the things that differentiated Karen is customer service. That's how she grew her business from those people from Living Social. Now, did she get some people that were, in essence, tire kickers that were looking for an inexpensive massage? Yes, she got some of those, but she also got people that were so impressed with the experience that they had with her. They said, oh my gosh, Karen, my husband has this back problem and he's had it for years. Do you think that you can help him? So her business really expanded from those people that resonated with what she had telling other people.
If you've just tuned in, you're hearing the marvelous Diana M. Needham talk about her business, which is the Needham Business Consulting. What I'm hearing you tell us, Diana, and all entrepreneurs, it's not just about the books. It's not just about the numbers. By your working with her, and she already had a sense of caring for her clients, perfect storm to pull together to make it a viable business. Diana, why don't you provide your contact information in case we have some clients who'd like to just give you a call?
I can be reached at Diana@DianaMNeedham.com.
Would you give us that one more time?
Diana, M as in Mary, Needham, NEEDHAM.com.
Diana, what is your consulting style? When you are talking to your clients, do you have them come to your office, do you go to their office? How do you deal with your clients?
Well, the majority of the time, I work with clients via phone and sometimes via Skype because that way you can actually see their face and you can have some interaction. When I'm working with local clients, sometimes I do meet with them in person. Obviously, when I was working with Karen, we met in person. But I do a lot of my work via phone and Skype, which means I can help anybody, anywhere.
And I like the fact that you're using technology. And speaking of technology, in the 30 seconds we have left, what is this I hear they call you the LinkedIn lady? What's that about?
Well, I actually discovered just by working with small business owners and entrepreneurs that there's a lot of confusion around how to leverage LinkedIn to grow your business. And I started teaching how just the basics of how do you leverage LinkedIn to grow your business. And I now deliver that via a webinar program that anybody anywhere can listen in and participate.
That's good to know. Let's talk some more about that in the third section of our interview today, Diana. We'll take a break and come right back. You're listening to WCHL 97.9. My guest today is Diana M. Needham. That's N-E-E-D-H-A-M. She is the CEO of Needham Business Consulting. Please stand by. We'll be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Today's Business, focusing on business innovation and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
Thank you for staying with us. My guest today is Diana M. Needham, who is the CEO of Needham Business Consulting. Diana, you've given us a fascinating story of how you helped an entrepreneur get the business off the ground and become completely successful from what you've said. So thank you for helping all the clients who've also experienced that kind of success. But now about you and your business. What challenges did you experience after leaving corporate America and deciding to open your own business?
Well, the truth is, and most of us don't want to admit this, but when you live every day, every week, every month inside corporate, your entire schedule and your life is built around their priorities, their stock price, what needs to get done right now. The phone is ringing, the email is, you know, coming in, flooding into your inbox, and you barely have time to breathe. At least that was my experience. When I left corporate and started my business, I pretty quickly realized that although I was very successful in corporate, and I've been given a lot of challenges, I grabbed them all. I, you know, sometimes it was white knuckle. I mean, I was forced to go do things yes. that I really didn't think I was prepared to do, but I did them. And although I had all of that success, your career in corporate does not prepare you for running a business, launching a business. You honestly have no idea. And unfortunately, I kind of wandered around in that state for a while until I realized I had to get help. And so I have had the amazing privilege especially over the last few years, to work with some of the top mentors and business coaches that have taught me how do you actually launch a business? How do you market it? How do you take those, I just talked about Karen and the fastest path to cash. How do you put those in place for your own business? And it takes a while. I think for a lot of us, we have to hear the same message multiple times before we finally connect the dots. And so that's been the biggest challenge for me. And what I love to do is work with women, especially women that have left corporate America and they're in that same state, because I've been there and I know what that feels like. And I also know how to navigate out of it.
Thank you. As have I. So you're preaching to the choir and I'm loving everything you're saying, Diana. Why don't you give us your contact information one more time, please?
You can reach me at Diana@DianaMNeedham.com.
Diana M. Needham. That's N-E-E-D-H-A-M.
Correct.
Needham.
Needham.
All right. Well, Diana, in the 30 seconds we have left, just tell us how you market your business. How do people find out about you?
Well, you know, one of the things that's been an amazing way for me to market is actually to get out and speak. And a lot of folks are afraid of speaking. And, you know, what is that Seinfeld skit that was a couple years ago that, you know, our number one fear is public speaking. And two is death. So what that means is we'd rather be in the casket than delivering the eulogy. Now, from a logical point of view, that makes no sense.
I know.
But speaking has been, and it's one of the things I recommend to all of my clients, to get out there and craft a clear message to the audience that you're want to attract, that you want to work with, and speak everywhere that you can.
Excellent advice, Diana. And you practice what you preach. You walk the talk. And I thank you so much for coming in and speaking with us today.
I'm excited to have been here, Sharon. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. You've been listening to 97.9 WCHL. My guest today has been Diana M. Needham, who is the CEO of Needham Business Consulting. That's our show for today. Thank you for listening.